Also top of the news this Tuesday evening, Guinea announced the death of its long-serving president, Lassana Conte, today. And hours later, a military officer made a broadcast on state radio saying the constitution and government had been suspended. But later still, National Assembly President Aboubakar Sampare dismissed the military's claim and declared 40 days of mourning amid increased concern that the West African nation could succumb to violence. Philippa Hitchin has this report.
Guinea, a mineral-rich but impoverished country of 10 million, has been ruled by only two men since it gained independence from France a half a century ago. Conte came to power in 1984 at the head of a military coup to fill the power vacuum that had been left by the sudden death of his predecessor, Sékou Touré, who had been president since independence in 1958. He eventually oversaw a return to civilian rule and was elected three times, although critics said the votes were neither free nor fair. As his health declined over the last 5 years, it was often far from clear who was in charge, and the government barely functioned. Some political parties were allowed to operate, but many opposition leaders were either intimidated by the authorities or jailed. Last year, more than 150 people were shot dead by the police and the army when demonstrators took to the streets calling for change. A further four people were killed following protests in the suburbs of the capital, Conakry, in November. Many analysts had predicted that the army would take over following his death because he had been increasingly relying on the military to shore up his oppressive rule. I'm Philippa Hitchin.